dedicated to fighting poverty in the San Francisco Bay Area, where next to incredible wealth, we have 1.3 million people, that's one in five people, who are too poor to make ends meet. And we are out there every day finding the most effective organizations working on issues of employment, early childhood education, housing, and education. So we had not been grant making in the North Bay, but when those fires hit on October 8th, we knew we had to act, and we could not just sit by. And so 4 days later, we launched the Tipping Point Emergency Relief Fund. And within a week and a half, we had raised $6 million. And within a month, we teamed up with many amazing companies like Twilio and Salesforce and the San Francisco Giants and Another Planet and Google and Kaiser, and we raised $17 million at AT&T. And we wanted to channel the outpouring of support that so many of you were showing into something that would help those hardest hit by these fires, and those were low-income communities up north. Migrant workers, laborers, service staff, foster youth, all struggling to make ends meet before the fires, and now imagine afterwards, where there is essentially a 0% vacancy rate up north. We have not enough housing. We have a lack of affordable rentals. And so we need to keep the support going. And we are so grateful to Bonnie Raitt for doing this show tonight. We're incredibly grateful to Sherry and Greg and the entire Another Planet Entertainment team for putting this show on. And so our promise to you at Tipping Point and through our Emergency Relief Fund is that the $33 million that we've raised, and we are continuing to add to that total tonight, 100% of that is going to go out the door. $16 million has already been distributed, and the rest will be distributed by the end of this calendar year. And so, I want to leave you with just two requests and points of action that I would love for you to take. You can go to tippingpoint.org and learn more about our relief efforts and about our work in general. So do that. And then go up and visit Sonoma and Napa and spend some money up there. What we really need is business and tourism to go back up there. So bring some friends, go up for a day, do some wine tasting, visit a restaurant, and if you can afford it, stay overnight. Thank you very much. Every single ticket that you purchase tonight is going into the relief fund 100%. Thanks to Bonnie, and thanks to Another Planet. Have a great time. Stick around for Bonnie Raitt.
Please welcome back Bonnie Raitt and her band.
For Another Planet, Greg and Sherry and all the Tipping Point people and all the staff today and everybody that's worked so hard to put this on. Thank you so much for coming to support fire relief efforts. And I just want to give it up for a fire relief that I just got from Mr. John Cleary and his band. There's only one thing that'll extinguish that, and we're not going to talk about it. I'm going to do a tune that John and I wrote on this last record. It's called Unintended Consequence of Love.
Unintended consequence of love.
So great to be back home again, back on the road. After about the third day when the air was so bad and I just knew what was going on in those North Bays, it was just devastating, and it only got worse. I called up my band and crew and said we're going to be doing this concert in March, and everybody jumped in and sold out, and thank you guys so much. This is going to be a very special night to be able to do something. I need you tonight, babe.
Oh, my God.
you. Tunes that I wrote with my friend Paul Brady, Dylan O'Brien. It was a cautionary tale that one of us took the advice of. Anton. Back there on the drums with me since my Greenlight album back in 81, I first met him. Since Nick of Time on the road in the studio is Ricky Fattar. And in a band out in California called Copperhead years ago, way before the rest of us hit up to the San Francisco Bay Area, we had Hutch Hutchinson at 16. I've had him since 83. I want to thank Matt Yates back there playing some percussion, helping Ricky out. And you know John Cleary, who we're going to feature on this next song. I'm telling you, if England was that funky, we never would have left. I'm going to do a tune from back in a long time ago that my friend Mose Allison, one of the greatest artists of all time, he passed away last year. I cut this song back in 73 with Little Feat and the great Earl Palmer. Taj Mahal played on it. I wish it weren't so true today, but here's one for Mose by him. Everybody is crying mercy. you all. I have a special treat for us all. One of the people that first drew me to wanting to move up here, there was an incredible musicians community, artist community, hey, pot growers community. A lot of trimmigans came before it was fashionable and became too expensive. But one of my dear friends moved here years ago, and I'm going to bring her out tonight. She wanted to contribute to this wonderful cause. Won't you welcome the legendary and my dear friend, Maria Muldaur. A fan of the jug band when I was in college, and we met when I was making my second album in Woodstock, New York.
1970.
Yeah, and then you and Freebo kind of, yeah, Match Terry, you know what I'm saying? How you doing tonight, darling?
I'm doing good, and I'm really honored to be here that you invited me to be a part of this wonderful benefit.
We're waiting on a set of lyrics. This is the song that Maria and I, you tell them about it.
Well, this is an old Southern spiritual that I first heard on a Fred McDowell album years and years ago, and I was recording an album doing tribute to all the early blues pioneers, and I asked Miss Bonnie to come and play this one with me, because he actually taught her how to play that slide guitar the way she does. And it's what they call a field holler, where the folks just are out in the fields of singing and praying, and I want to send it out as a prayer to all the people that were affected by the fire, and actually to all of us, because we're all affected by hard times these days. Speaking of prayers, I'm going to say what they say at my little church. Y'all, we only get to do this every couple of years or so, so I'm going to just say, y'all pray for us as we come at you with this song.
Whoa, that's low, baby. I'm low. As we get older, we're getting deep, man.
Count my blessings,
count your blessings
every day. It's a blessing just to call my Savior's name.
Ourselves in a kind of a bluesy mood. We owe such a debt to those artists that started this music. That's the reason why we're here. So much of rock and roll and blues and jazz and R&B. I was so honored to be able to open for Mississippi Fred McDowell, Son House. I got to know the great Skip James before he passed away, and I want to sing one of his songs for you tonight. Here's to the blues and the support the Bay Area has always given them.
To that man.
try to get some rest. I have to pick one now. Let's do one of mine. Author. I don't write much, but once in a while I'll rip one out. And... oh, wrong guitar. Century. I was still doing a lot of research on what kind of, you know what, to not be in my life. I have a couple of young women in the audience tonight. I don't want to sully their future. Don't let this happen to you!
Got me slowly turning, and I'm facing. hold on.
Here's a gentler tune by my pal Bonnie Hain.
you. A rocking crowd you are.
Folks out there, we invited a bunch of folks who actually lost their homes and a bunch of the people that have been working in the clinics and helping these folks so much, and all the responders. Thank you so much for coming. We're not going anywhere. We're going to need to help you for a long time. There's a lot of people that are afraid to ask for help because they're here semi-legally, or someone in their family isn't legal, and know what to do, and I don't even know how anything is going to get rebuilt. Restaurants open, wineries and farms worked when so many of the Latino community is afraid to come out and ask for insurance help or isn't qualified. So that's where these funds are going, to Tipping Point. People may know where to put it. This is to you. People are talking about people's lives, but you don't believe it, that they will love it, they're gonna color, I just ignore it. They keep saying, laugh just a little too long, stand just a little too long, stay just a little too long. Maybe they're seeing something they know about it. Playing this theater, because we can see you moving around and dancing, and I'm so proud that my audience is dancing in time. I'm going to head over to the piano and do a new song off the new record. And sing it for somebody special who's here tonight. So I fit into the stage, kind of. I plan to get there a few days early and eat some fried food. Remember Moomoo's? Yeah, baby. I don't make the rules here, I just speak them. All right, you know who this is for. Taste.
Thank you very much.
That was for little Bodie and Savannah. They had to go to bed, right? Okay, I'm gonna see all kinds of stuff now. So much fun playing that shuffle. Oh God. Can you imagine how much fun it is to do this and get paid for it? That's why we're playing for free tonight. Giving something back. I love you too. I feel it up here. Hey, Ross, you know what? I need a refill on this tea. Ross Leahy, ladies and gentlemen. There's so many women around the world that aren't as lucky as we are in this country, in this part of the world. And I've been singing this song on this last couple of years of touring, hoping that one day those women in the rest of the world will be able to get a job and an education and drive a car and get out of a bad marriage and all the things we enjoy. Wear what the hell they want. Say whatever they want. Don't have some creep breathing down their neck without giving them you know what. For all those women still waiting to be free, this one's for them. I am an old woman. Never left my mother. My were burnt down a long time ago. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old. To believe in this living is just a hard way to go. When I was a young girl, I had me a cowboy. Weren't much to look at, just a free running man. That was a long time. No matter how I tried, years they just rolled by like a broken down dam. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me And there's flies in the kitchen. I hear them buzzing. I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. But how the hell can a person go to work in the morning, come home in the evening, have nothing to say? Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster. Gets me riled up. That's my job. Listen.
I'm singing for your heart.
for being my special guest one more time. And Maria Muldaur, one more hand. I want to thank Shane House, Errol Wyatt on our sound and lights and our beautiful set, and all the people back here that worked so hard to put this show on. My wonderful crew. Right now I'm thinking about Jimmy Vaughn's hair. That's the inspiration for this tune. It's a Kim Wilson tune called I Believe I'm in Love with You, and that's how I feel tonight. There's a lot of love in this hall. Thank you so much for coming out to raise money for these folks. Let's keep it up!
I don't know what's wrong with me. If you're foolish or fool to me, maybe I can't sleep at night. I'm in love with you. Tell me, baby, that you love.
culture people out there. Yay! Yes! It must be Oakland and the Bay Area! Woo-hoo! I've been waiting to play this gig for months now, and we had a little break after our year and a half on the road for Digging Deep, and got to play with James Taylor, and we're coming to Sacramento and doing a couple more months because the demand for the other cities to have us come and play together. So if you're not doing anything, you want to come see the master himself, James, and we get to do some stuff together. Well, I've been missing playing, as my friends will tell you. And even the songs that hurt, they feel good to get them out and to have this kind of tribal experience when the world is so messed up. I know about you, but every time I came here to see Michael McDonald and Mark Cohn last year, and it was just like uplifting beyond belief. And I'm so inspired by music, and there's so many great new artists that are coming up, and old ones like me that are still going strong. And thank you so much for supporting live music. For anybody going through a heartache tonight, or if you're like me, you remember how it feels. This one's for us.
We're here in the dark.
You're taking it in. It's coming right back out there, just like you're sending it. Thank you. Well, while we're down in the trench here, here's another. To move to this area because I just got so tired of not waking up with more people that felt like I did. I don't mean personally on the other side of the bed, I mean in the town that I live. May we continue to grow some compassion and tolerance and stomach listening to the other side. The only way we're going to get through this is find something common. Music is one of the great medicines. keep us far apart. A broken promise, oh my broken heart. Now all the bonnie birds are wheeling away. I need you at the dimming of the day. Sing that song. Thank you for listening. Okay, we got one more spanker for you. Man, I don't know about you, but music has just riled me up, digs in deep. Won't let me go. I hope I keep playing for you till I'm in my 80s like my dad did. So much, and for those of you who didn't get to hear it, this is from 1975 from my home plate out. And I want to thank you so much for leaving your phones in your pockets and your purses, but if you want to take them out now and get a copy of this or whatever you call it. Oh man, what a night. I could just do this whole show one more time and be really happy about it. I want to thank Greg and Sherry and all the Another Planet folks and the Tipping Point people and everybody that worked so hard to make us dinner and do the security and every single thing and flowers. Thank you. God bless you till I see you again and even longer than that. This is for Steven Bruton. You're sweeter and shinier than like the stars above the riddle, like meat and potatoes to me. In my sweet dreams we are in a bar and it's my birthday, drinking salty margaritas with Fernando.
Sure.